Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cuts up at the searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine. A slogan, let its shadow stretch and land on either side.
Welcome back, side. 23 after the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I hope you'll go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. And if you don't, you can unsubscribe, and I'll never know. You won't hurt my feelings at all. You can keep listening when, if you decide you don't like my new. But it's, by the way, it's a new design. We got a whole new design. It works great on a big screen, but it's also perfect for mobile. And so I think you'll like that. A lot of good stuff there in the newsletter. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email, late in the day, about supper time on Sunday, and get you ready for the week ahead. I want to continue to talk about my maxim. When it starts going bad, it all goes bad. And the name I gave it, which is the compounding effect. And the compounding effect is when one thing happens and then something else happens as bad or worse or maybe not as bad, but they all happen in an overlapping way. And then they compound into creating another problem. A third problem that didn't exist, that wouldn't have existed if only one or the other had shown up. But because they both showed up at the same time, basically, it created the other problem. And that's what happens to small business owners all the time. When someone read my piece about that, the article I wrote about that, they said, well, that's kind of gloomy. But small business owners know that that's the way it is, right? These things happen to us, and because of Blasingame's first law of small business, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Because of that, the compounding effect hurts us more because we don't have a lot of extra resources to deal with that kind of a double whammy, so to speak, or a triple whammy, maybe, in some cases. So, but now more than ever before, you've heard me recommend having two models, two financial models. This is the model we think that you're showing your banker. This is the model we think we can do. However, if something happens, if we have a compounding effect, if things start going back bad and they all go bad, this is how bad it could get, but where we could stay in business and still make our payments to you. That's what I told bankers for decades. Here's my model. This is what I think I can do. We will do this unless something bad happens. And you don't have to tell them what it could happen. You don't have to tell them what it is. It could be a recession. It could be a whatever. But just say if things don't work out as we thought, and we have to take a 10% haircut in revenue, 20% haircut in profit, whatever it may be, this is how it would look. It could get this bad, and I could still make my payroll. I could still pay the bank. I could still stay in business. You need to know what that is. You don't need to just say, what happens if there's a recession? You need to say, what happens if there's a recession and the state moves the highway a mile away from my front door, where it's been coming in front of my front door for 100 years. Now it's a mile away. You need to go to at least one more level. What happens? How would we manage this? What would be our what reserves would be necessary? How would we continue to serve customers if this happened and then one more thing? Just one more. But then you have to put those together. I don't want you to think of the third thing until you put them together. I don't want you to have three things out there. I want you to have two things, the recession and the highway thing. and then put them together and see what the implications would be for that. My friends, going forward in the new regular, in this post-pandemic era, who knows what COVID-21 is going to do, or COVID-25, or the next whatever that happens from wherever. We need to be prepared to deal with this. And you did it. You were doing it because the research, our own research shows that you were more prepared for COVID-19 financially. Your cash flow, your retained earnings, your deleveraging, getting rid of debt. You had been doing that for 10 years. There's no question in my mind the small business sector was more ready for COVID-19 shutdown than it would have been 10 years ago, 20 years ago. There's no question about that. But so you've got to keep doing that. And you have to get a little bit better at it. We all have to get a little bit better at it. So that, and one of the reasons why I'm convinced that this is the case is because there's still PPP money available. There's still paycheck protection money available that people could have gone and gotten, and they didn't. So anyway, be prepared for the compounding effect. When it starts going bad, it all goes bad. It doesn't have to go bad forever. Maybe it's only a week. Maybe it's a month. Maybe it's a year. But prepare. Have the contingency plan for that. If you're a professional CEO, you'll recognize it and you will fund it. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassen. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.